Well, there's another man who has been working alongside of us for a number of years now, Dr. Rob Congdon. And I so appreciate his contribution as well as he looks at the European Union, the continent of Europe, and what's going on there, as it may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, thank you for joining us. Let's get right to the news information that we need some insight from you on. The European Union is basically making contacts with the Iranians. They have refreshed their contacts. Here you have a new Iranian president, Rouhani. He supposedly is a moderate, but everything we see coming out of Tehran is he's out of the same mold coming from what was there for 8 years, President Ahmadinejad. So we don't necessarily see a change at the top there in Iran. Why is the European Union reaching out at this time?
Well, even within the EU, there is division right now. Again, Catherine Ashton, she's the one that's pushing starting talks again and sort of working with them. You can't help but say, as you analyze her actions, she's either terribly uninformed or she's been really led by advisors into the wrong side of the arena, if you will. She's doing it. Britain, Germany, they're not very happy about starting talks with them again. They don't see any change in Iran. And so it's really her leading. Now, even her predecessor, who was really sort of the spokesman for the EU in many years past, he's come out to the same thing, saying, I don't know what we're doing here. So I would say that there's division in the EU. She's trying to exert her position. She's equal to our Secretary of State in the United States. She's the European Union representative. She's trying to show that her department is really starting to lead in the EU, and she's doing several steps that have many people questioning, is this really the direction of the EU?
Yes, that is true in Israel. They've laid down the gauntlet with the fact is that Catherine Ashton came into Israel. She said there will be sanctions on the Jewish settlements. Any products coming out of the Jewish settlements will not be received in the European Union. Well, because of those settlement policies, even the prime minister said, we're not going to go ahead with some of the research projects that we had agreed to go as partners into and really get some very important information to the entire world. They're going to stop it. They're going to shut it down. Israel is not going to stand still for her sanctions on the Jewish settlements. I mean, this is another case where she's moving out on her own, is it not?
It appears that way. In fact, I thought the comment by the Deputy Foreign Minister of Israel was most appropriate. He pointed out that at the higher levels, the EU diplomats, they're not all behind this decision at all. And he said, and I quote, a classic case of enthusiastic clerks taking something too far, and I close quote. And in other words, it's typical of the EU. We've got men in cubicles, technocrats, who start writing rules and manage to find someone who has enough power to carry them through, and that's what they've done. They've gotten the ear of Catherine Ashton. They put this thing through. Obviously, Israel is upset. Many in the EU think that this is an overreach, and they're worried about the consequences of it. Again, Germany is distancing itself from this EU decision because they recognize and they understand what's happening both economically and politically. There just seems to be this sort of blindness that's driving Catherine Ashton and her group to make decisions that without really understanding the consequences.
I'm not sure that a parliamentarian over in Ireland is a part of that inner circle with Catherine Ashton, but he has spoken out calling for the Palestinians to have a popular uprising, a public uprising, which is called an intifada in Israel, against the Jewish state. I mean, this guy's playing with a dangerous, dangerous situation.
Absolutely, and I guess I missed what country he represents. If he's in the Republic of Ireland, they're much more sympathetic to the Palestinians. Northern Ireland is very close and sympathetic to Israel. So I've mentioned this before. You still have a conflict between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, and that conflict mirrors the conflict you see in Israel in many ways, both spiritually and politically. And so if this gentleman is from the Republic, he's just giving the Palestinian line, if you will.
You know, the United States and the European Union are not always on the same page, but it looks like in this case they are. Both the European Union and United States calling for an end to the Egyptian stalemate. This thing's getting worse and worse. Somehow, someone is going to have to bring the two sides together, and maybe it could be the European Union and the United States working in lockstep.
Oh, absolutely. The tensions in Egypt and all that it could spill over, if we consider some of the other states that could get involved or are affected by it, it has to be dealt with. And you're right. This is one of the times where the U.S. and the EU have been standing up and speaking out. Now, I think within that group, they have different purposes. They want a different leadership. They're divided over who should be the leadership. But they do recognize that this is just a very volatile situation that has to be dealt with now.
Dr. Rob Congdon, he's on top of what's going on in the European Union. He comes to the microphones with us here to give us the inside information, helping us to understand as everything is unfolding currently, these current events, they're really setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.